Hello.
Hello, my name is Jody, and I'm giving you a courtesy call back from customer service. Could you please provide me with your zip code so I can access your account?
72086.
You said 92086?
72086.
72086. Can I please have your first and last name?
Roy Audler, A-U-D-L-E-R, and I'm a junior.
Thank you so much, sir. And lastly, can you please verify for me your shipping address?
226 Bowen, B-O-W-E-N, Road, Lone Oak, L-O-N-O-K-E, Arkansas.
Thank you so much, sir. And I do see here that on the 12th of May, you had ordered some of our Serene and Thrive formula, which are our CBD products used to help a man increase his strength, stamina. No, I'm sorry. The Serene products used to help someone improve their mood and sleep. What can I do to assist you?
I didn't order that. I don't know how I got it, but I just got off the phone with the bank about an hour and a half ago. And they told me to call and cancel the order and to send it back to y'all when it gets to me in the mail, because y'all took $99 out of my checking account and I'm on disability. So I and I'm 350 something pounds. So I was, and she said it was for some kind of vitamin or something like that. But I didn't order it. And I told her I ordered, I think it was a free flashlight, or I got a bottle of CBD oil. And she said, yeah, when you do that. And I told her, I said, I'm not giving nobody my credit card no more. So they canceled my card. The card ain't no good. And, I want to dispute the charge.
All right, sir. The only reason that you had got charged was because when you did order these products back on the 12th of May for $5.97 and $4.97, you had made an agreement between our terms and conditions that stated that after 14 days had went by after the product was ordered for your trial period, you will be billed the full retail amount for the product unless you called in and let us know that you wanted to discontinue with the product. I did hear you say that you plan to dispute these charges with your bank, sir. And in the event that you do dispute these charges, the bank is going to contact us and we are going to hand over to them these terms and conditions that were agreed to, which was the reason that you were charged. You had stated
well,
that...
I got disabilities as far as comprehension and reading. I can talk pretty good, but... When I couldn't even comprehend the terms and conditions, and I never seen that, I wouldn't have agreed to it. And you know, it just, I mean, I get $584 a month to pay all my bills. So no, I wouldn't have did that. I wouldn't have never agreed to that term and condition. I didn't understand. And you know, I'm on disability for those reasons, as far as comprehension and doing some, you know, I thought it was 4 hours and something cents for the shipping and handling. And if you say I ordered it May 1st and today's the 28th, why did y'all wait so long to do it? Bill me, and you know, I talked to the bank, they canceled the card. I don't know what I gotta do with you or your company to rectify this.
No, sir, you did not order these charges on the 1st. You had ordered these charges on the 12th. So 14 days after the 12th is the 26th. And you weren't charged until the 28th. So you actually were given an extra 2 days to call in to let us know that you wanted to.
But like I said, I didn't understand the terms and conditions. And I won't be ordering anything. I told the lady at the bank I ain't getting nothing on the off the phone no more, anything like that. So I ain't going to be dealing with terms and conditions because that's out of my realm of comprehension.
Yes, sir. I do understand. But to assist you today, because I don't want you to have to dispute these charges, because if you do and they find that these charges are valid, they will take that money back out of your account that they credited you at the beginning of the investigation. So if you want me to, I can do a deeper review into your account and see if I can have, if I have the necessary information to get you a 50% refund to your charge today.
And there's nothing I can do to get my money back.
I will be giving you 50%. I will be being
50%.
Yes, sir.
And then I gotta pay the postage and stuff to send whatever you sent me back, right?
No, sir. The products for $99.94, that is not a transaction for a new product to be sent out to you. That is the price that you were charged for the products that you already have.
Oh, I didn't get nothing yet.
Our system shows that you were delivered these products originally on the 19th of May after you had ordered them on the 12th of May.
And it says I got them on the 19th?
Yes, sir. Our packages are tracked by the USPS Postal Service.
And I got a bottle here that I got, and it's got SERENE. Is that what I'm being charged for? Is this the company?
Yes, sir.
That's what so I did get them in the mail.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I got them in the mail, and I got them. I'm going to give them a try, but please don't send me no more and take me off your list, because, and if you can try to give me that 50%, I ain't got no problem spending 50% as long as I can get some money to pay my utilities.
Okay, I do understand. Give me 1 second and I can get you put through to receive this 50% refund. You can see this money start to reflect inside of your bank account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
All right.
I apologize. Now what?
Oh, it's no problem at all, sir. I had cut you off from saying that you had apologized, but it's nothing at all, sir. There's no reason to apologize. I work for customer service, so as long as your account is taken care of and I've done my best to assist you, my job here is done. I was letting you know that I do have a cancellation code that you can write down that will be your own insurance policy that you did talk to an agent and canceled out your account to receive no shipping or billing after today.
I don't have no pen. Could you text it to me? Or
no, sir.
Email it?
Yes, I can. I can email it to you. I can't text it to you, but you will get an email within 24 to 48 hours after your account has been canceled.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Is there anything else I can do to assist you today?
No, you was more than helpful. I mean, you're not responsible for my disability. And I'm 60 years old and I still ain't got over them. So I just went on a little spree, you know. I kept like see the CBD oil.
Yes, sir.
And I seen where it said a bottle of the pills and it was 30 pills and it was $69, I believe. And I was able to comprehend all that, but when you get into that legal jargon with the policies and terms and conditions and stuff, I get lost. Sometimes I got to read it maybe 4 or 5 times just to understand a paragraph.
Yes,
and then
sir.
They get all juggled up. I appreciate you for helping me. And I'm going to let you get to your next customer. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much as well, sir. Please continue to stay safe. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too, and God bless you.
God bless.
Bye-bye.